Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. It's WKAR's Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. For more than three decades, Lansing Area Elementary Public Schools have broadened students' worlds by teaming up with adults from around the globe. And WKAR's Peter Worf has more. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Mark. As you know, the greater Lansing area has this huge international community, right?
Indeed.
You know, I think MSU represents something like 125 countries. I know it's well over 100 countries just here at MSU. Many are seeking to better their English skills for many, many different reasons, education, employment, all sorts of things. Local public school educators also recognize the opportunities that this global community offers to Michigan students. So I took a trip to two local schools to find out more. One, an English language school. The other, a local elementary school.
I have a pencil right here. What is your name?
My name, Ludmila, full name. Wow. And my short name, Mila.
Okay, how do you write your full name?
What's your name? Where are you from?
Okay, you can hear.
What brought you here? What was school like when you were a kid?
Where were you in your place? Okay. Where were you born?
I'm born in Russia, in Samara City.
Just a few of the many questions posed by Cornell Elementary School students in Okemos a couple of weeks ago. Noelle, a 9-year-old fourth grader, is interviewing Mila, herself a student. Mila studies English at East Lansing's A-plus language school. A typical A-plus language classroom is a rich mix of questions, answers, and accents. A-plus language school is where Lansing area adults come to further develop or, in many cases, study English for the first time. A-plus has a long history of teaching English to non-native speakers, and their goal is to provide opportunities for adult students to both achieve proficiency and position themselves for higher education and improved employment. The student body reflects the Lansing area's international reach.
Maybe 15 to 20 different countries represented.
Karen Govan is director of A-plus Language School.
We have a lot of students from Korea and China, a lot from MSU or their spouses from MSU, but we're also finding that we have a huge immigrant population that are Middle Eastern too, and MSU actually has a huge Middle Eastern population. So we have people from Iran, Iraq, and then we also have people from Turkey, we have people from Brazil, we have Japan, we have multitude from all over. And we have a lot of immigrants, we also have a lot of refugees too.
She told me that A-plus started partnering with area public schools 37 years ago. A-plus, receiving state and federal funding, adds this public schools community service component to ESL classes. A-plus got started by working with Hazlitt Schools and for the last 4 years has brought adult students to interact with Okemos Elementary kids. Once more, Karen Govan.
And we thought fourth grade was actually a pretty good age where they weren't too young and they weren't like too old. And we started asking, we actually went to the superintendent, what would be a school that would be interested in? Surprisingly, all of them wanted to do it.
Why do you think that is?
I just think that Okemos also has a very diverse community. And so they wanted to be able to and support their community because a lot of the students that are here, even if they're MSU students, they do live in Okemos and their kids attend Okemos schools. So I think they just thought it was a great idea. And so we thought, well, one of the first things we need to do is to, you know, visit the school so that the families know what an elementary school looks like. And so one of our one thing that we do is we go to the school, we visit them for a half day. The students take us on a tour all around, see this is our music room, this is our art room, right. And you know, this is the principal.
I'm Tara Fry, and I am the principal at Cornell Elementary in Okemos Public Schools.
Today, Tara Fry and her staff and students are anxiously awaiting the visit of about 80 A-plus language school students. Tara Fry says the fourth graders have been busy over the last few weeks getting ready for today's activities.
The students and teachers have been preparing. They're really excited. They have a pretty busy agenda for the visitors. They're going to show them all through our building and kind of give them a taste of what a typical school day looks like at Cornell.
Students begin to file past us to the gym, excitedly but quietly, as I spoke with Principal Fry.
Well, the teachers talk to them a lot about, A, their leadership and the kinds of skills they need to have to really, show respect for our school and leading them around, but also talked about some of the things that these adults have gone through in their lives to end up in the place that they are here in the United States studying English as a second language. And there are some really interesting stories that these people bring, and part of today will be a one-on-one interview between our student and their adult partner, where our students will ask them a series of questions to kind of learn about their lives before they came here to the United States.
As we heard the buses start pulling up outside the school, Fry spoke more about preparation and the opportunities she sees for her students during this experience.
So what do you hope will happen today and in later experiences with the students, the young students and the adult students?
Yeah, well, I know the adults are coming here because they want to, learn about American life in our schools. But I think the big learning lesson will be for our students to really experience, how these adults have spent their lives up until now and what they bring on an international level to our school. So I think it's a rare opportunity for us to do something like this, and it just builds that appreciation and acceptance that, we all come together, and it's a positive thing.
Fourth graders and ESL adults previously paired up and wrote pen pal letters to each other over the last few days. Now with the arrival of the language school students, kids and adults will finally meet face to face. The fourth graders hold up what they're calling their airport signs, large pieces of paper with their adult language buddies' names colorfully drawn. You actually wouldn't call all of this controlled chaos. Cornell has got this. Fourth grade teacher Don Mowry is one of several ringmasters today.
Walk out here, third grade, fourth graders.
After students pair up for handshakes and hellos, the fourth graders graciously lead A-plus students to their home classrooms, where the getting to know you continues. As some of the groups move from classroom to classroom, others queue up to grab some snacks and sit down for more informal chat. Don Mowry seems to be enjoying what he sees.
They were really excited and nervous because they didn't know what to expect. But now that they're here, they're just having such a good time.
Yeah.
Usually in the line, they're just chatting. And it's such a good thing.
We heard Noel and Mila a little earlier. After sharing a snack together, their conversation continues and broadens.
How long have you been in the USA?
My husband his family. Oh. And I came to my husband 3 months ago. And we plan to stay with our country, in our country.
In a few weeks, Cornell Elementary students will visit the A-plus school in East Lansing, just off the MSU campus. That'll include an international cultural festival of entertainment, food, and more. Another of the fourth grade teachers, Christina Sanilla, is looking forward to more, but is already enjoying the success of the program and the accomplishments of her students.
Well, it gets you a little teary-eyed because you work so hard on the manners, peace, and all of that. And I'm just overflowing with pride right now. I mean, to see our kids be ambassador leaders of our country, and they're so mannerly, walking around with smiles, so proud to have these partners to really share our school and our country with. It makes you tears come to your eyes.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.
What do you want to do when you live in the United States?
My plans get driver license.